How good is that? I see we've got some budding theologians amongst our children, and I heard that one of the gifts that they brought was Frankenstein. I always had it wrong. I just realized that. And frankincense, did you say? Ah, there we go. It's excellent. So let's put our hands together for our Grow Kids and Atina. Put that together. Always lots of fun. And my name is Matt. I'm one of the pastors here today, if you don't know me. And I want to take just a few moments just to talk to you about one of the names of Jesus. One of the names that Jesus was given, that and what it actually means to us today. And if you go and find in the Bible, there's a man called Isaiah. He was a prophet. He lived over 700 years before Jesus was actually born. I mean, that's a long time. And he said these words in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 in the Bible. He says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." And this morning what I want to do to you is talk to you about Jesus as the Prince of Peace. Why did Isaiah call him the Prince of Peace? And what does it mean for your life and for my life as we are here at this Christmas time? You know, this is what I've learned. Whether you're here in this room or you're watching online, everyone wants peace. You know, a lot of everyone, if I was to do a survey, I know everyone would say, "Hey, I want peace." And yet the reality is it can often seem like it's a very elusive thing to find and often a more difficult thing to keep. Peace is something that seems far off. Certainly the last few years have shown, as we've faced a pandemic and as there's been floods and there's been all kinds of wars and all kinds of things going on, it would seem that peace is a very distant thing. Indeed, at a personal level, many people themselves are living with a lack of peace within. And indeed, that may even be you here today. Maybe you're concerned with worry and anxiety and stress. And if you're really honest with yourself today, you'd say, "You know what? I don't have peace within." And yet, Isaiah says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. It almost seems to be at odds with everything that we experience. So what was he trying to say? What was he saying about who Jesus is? Well, what he's saying at the most simplest level is this, is that Jesus is royalty when it comes to peace. There is no higher place to find peace than in Jesus. He wasn't just some nice pop psychology guru. He wasn't just some nice altruistic guy from history who may be good for us to emulate. He is the Prince of Peace. He's so much more than just those things. He is royalty when it comes to peace. Do you know the word, the Hebrew word that's used for peace in the Bible is a word that you may have heard before? That is the word shalom. You may have heard Jewish people greeting one another like that. And basically what they're saying is they're saying peace upon you. But when you look at what that word actually means, listen to some of the meanings of what peace actually means. It means prosperity or blessing, completeness and wholeness. It means health. It means satisfaction and contentment. And so if we understand that, all of a sudden we get greater insight into what Isaiah was actually trying to say to us. When he said Jesus was the Prince of Peace, what he's saying is that Jesus is the one who gives prosperity of soul and spirit. Jesus is the one in whom completeness and wholeness is found. He's the one who blessing is found and contentment is found. And when you receive the Prince of Peace into your life, you receive so much. You receive peace. The Apostle Paul, who also wrote large portions of the New Testament, said this about peace. He said, "It's a peace that transcends all understanding." What does that mean? Well, it means that actually it's not anything that we can adequately understand and explain. And in fact, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. You see, peace is not a formula. Peace is not something that you can buy. Peace is a person. And his name is Jesus. And God's purpose in sending his son, Jesus, was to bring peace between God the Father and humankind. That's the gift that he brought. That's the gift that we celebrate. It's an inner peace. A peace that no matter what may be going on in your world, no matter how crazy things may be, no matter what may wars and things and pandemics are happening, it's a peace that you know deep within that no matter what those things may be happening, you know that peace. It ensures you keep an even keel and you're not blown around haphazardly by pressures and things that may occur. It's an inner peace that nothing else can offer and nothing else can bring. If I think back to my own life, when I was a young man at university, I remember searching for many places to actually try and find this peace. I had a deep disquiet in my soul, and I tried many things, and I tried relationships, I tried the pursuit of money, I tried the pursuit of knowledge and academic excellence and various other things, and none of those things could actually give me what I knew that I desperately needed. Some of them gave a temporary fix of peace, but none of them gave lasting peace. There was a sense of that. And then I was introduced to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And I discovered what I had always been looking for, where the peace is truly to be found. And when I discovered Jesus as the Prince of Peace, I discovered three things that means. The first thing is this, is that it means that I can have peace with God. And that's the most important thing. You know, when Jesus came, he came to make peace between God the Father and us here on earth. In the Bible, in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says this. It says, our faith in Jesus transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. Here it is. This means, so because of what Jesus does, we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. The Bible says it this way. It said that because of our sinfulness, our inherent sinfulness, we were all objects of God's wrath with no way of fixing that problem ourselves. But God, in his mercy and kindness and love towards us, his amazing grace, sent his son Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who was sinless. And he went to the cross and he took upon his shoulders all of our sins, past, present, and future. And he paid the price that you and I could not pay, and made a way for us to have peace with God. You see, a lot of religions talk about you trying to earn God's favor. They talk about if you do this and you do that and you try and live right, then somehow you're going to become acceptable to God. Jesus did it totally differently. He said, actually, I'm going to make it all right by what I do on the cross for you, and it's my gift that I want to give you. He came to make peace between God the Father and us. There was a preacher of old called Dwight Moody who said a great many people are trying to make peace, but that has already been done. God has not left it for us to do. All we have to do is to enter into it. You see, peace is there for us to receive through the gift of Jesus. Peace reigns where Jesus reigns. And you don't have to live that weighed down, burdened, stressed out, worried, filled life, because perfect peace can be yours in Jesus. It is the gift of Christmas. And that leads me to my second thing that I learned about Jesus being the Prince of Peace. And it's simply this, is that not only can we have peace with God, but we can have peace with ourselves. I'm amazed as a pastor how many people I meet who just seem to be at war with themselves. Indeed, that might even be you here in this place or watching online today. There's a war, you know, there's a deep discontentment within you about who you are, how you were made, and you're kind of wrestling with yourself. But God wants you to know that he doesn't make mistakes, and what he has made is good. He wants you to know a deep contentment in him, and for there to be a peace that you would know deep within. I found some of the greatest battles, I think, are the ones that we fight within, and insecurities and doubts and fears all converge to form a deep dissatisfaction, and sometimes it turns into a self-hatred for some. And it often can come from what we may have experienced or been exposed to. And we end up comparing ourselves with others, and we end up living under the comparison, the tyranny of that comparison, and we're just not at peace. Maybe words were spoken over you as an adult or as a child that have really shaped your worldview of yourself and the world in which you live. Maybe things like this were said to you, like, you'll never amount to anything. We never planned for you. You were a mistake. You're a failure. Or maybe you should have been more like your brother or your sister or someone else, and we end up living with this lack of peace. And yet, as Isaiah said, Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. And he wants us to know peace within. Jesus, as I said, doesn't make mistakes. And he wants you to know what he has made and how he has made you is good. And that he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And if you want peace, then you need to align your life with what he's purposed. Because that's when things begin to make sense. There's no better place to be than to be on about what Jesus created you and I to be on about. And when you stop fighting and ignoring what his plans and purposes are for your life, that's when you can begin to enter into that peace. I remember as a young man making that decision, and I received that gift. And I received, all of a sudden, I began to view myself differently, and I saw my world differently, and I discovered a lasting, eternal peace. And now I can say, and many of us can be able to say the same thing, along with King David, who says this in Psalm 16, verse 2. He says these words. He says, "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." I can truly say that. David knew at a very early age where his peace was to be found. I've discovered where my peace is to be found. I hope that this Christmas you too can discover where your peace is to be found. So I've learned that firstly, God wants us to have peace with God. Secondly, he wants us to discover peace within ourselves. And then lastly, he wants us to know what it is to have peace with others. You know, you can't do this one about having peace with others until you've done the first two. Because you can try and make peace with others, and it's amazing how it backfires and how many things go wrong. But when you actually have discovered what it means to have peace with God, and when you discovered what it means to be at peace within yourself, all of a sudden you have a supernatural ability to live at peace with others. In Colossians 3 verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace." It's an interesting scripture. Our capacity to love, our capacity to forgive, it comes from the fact of what Jesus has done for us first. I have a capacity to love greatly because Jesus has loved me greatly. I have a capacity to forgive much because Jesus has forgiven me of so much. And the same is true for you. It's because of what Jesus has done. This Christmas, my encouragement to us, my hope and my prayer is that we would welcome the Prince of Peace. And my encouragement, let's love, let's forgive, let's encourage, let's bear with, let's strengthen, let's pray for, let's do all that we can to live at peace. Let's share that gift of peace that we ourselves have received through Jesus, the Prince of Peace. It's not about just liking the people that you like, but actually making sure that we are living at peace with all people. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says this, in every relationship, that means every relationship, it says, be swift to choose peace over competition and run swiftly towards holiness. What that tells me is that holiness is found when we live as peacemakers. As those that pursue peace, that is what a holy life is. We're called to live at peace. You don't have to endorse what someone's doing or how they're living or what they believe. It's not about that stuff. It's just ensuring that we live at peace. And yet some look at the world today and say, "Matt, that's all great and that's all nice, but you know, I look at the world and I just see hatred and death and pain and suffering and all these kind of things. And it doesn't seem to be the good news that those angels declared when Jesus arrived at announcing his birth. That this would be good news for all people. I don't see that happening." But I want to say to you that all of that we see out there, that's the result of living in a fallen, sinful world. But the reality is what those angels actually said in Luke chapter 2, verse 14 is this. They said, "Peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests." You see, a relationship with Jesus is ultimately what ushers in peace. It ushers in peace with God. It ushers in peace with ourselves. And then it enables us to live peace with others. I'm not sure where you find yourself this Christmas. Maybe you need to make peace with God. Maybe there's an internal struggle that there's some peace you need to discover within. Or maybe the peace that you're needing is really that peace with others. Maybe it's for your marriage, your family, your friends, or whatever it may be. But I'm here today to tell you is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.